from $300 billion to $500 billion, our debt limit to be raised significantly by the Treasurer. Nothing wrong with that, say many economists. But Joe Hockey didn't like the idea so much when the then Treasurer Wayne Swan pushed for an increase in the debt limit from $250 to $300 billion. Here's Joe Hockey post-budget back in 2012.
This is a budget that makes promises and it breaks promises. And the classic example, it's making a promise to come to surplus, but why is the government increasing the debt limit of the Commonwealth from $250 billion to $300 billion? Wayne Swan hasn't answered that. If they really are delivering a surplus, and that surplus is meant to pay down debt, why do they need to increase the allowable borrowings of the Commonwealth government to $300 billion, which means that the interest bill at the end of this four-year period is going to be $8 billion a year?
That was Joe Hockey when he was Shadow Treasurer in 2012. Here he is yesterday as Treasurer announcing a plan to raise the debt limit from $300 to $500 billion.
We need to move quickly to deal with this, particularly in the wake of what has been revealed in the United States in recent times. This is a significant issue. We need to put it beyond any doubt, and we do not want to have to revisit this issue again.
Treasurer Joe Hockey, and the Treasurer is unavailable for us on RN Breakfast this morning. The Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen will be our guest, though, after 7:30. And Joe Hockey also announced yesterday a commission of audit that was a central election promise from the Coalition. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. The matters of which you speak lead the broadsheet papers. The government's move to lift the debt ceiling, The Age, Hockey clears the way to borrow up to $500 billion, The Sydney Morning Herald, Hockey ramps up debt limit. Then there's the Commission of Audit. Razor Gang plans brutal budget fix, says the Courier Mail. The Telegraph, more restrained. Budget in for major shake-up. The Australian, Medibank sale, the first budget fix, and the Financial Review. It's a business fix for the budget because the Business Council of Australia president to chair the Audit Commission. To the New South Wales bushfires, the Sydney Morning Herald, high temperatures today, strong winds, tens of thousands of homes difficult to defend, as bad as it gets. Or the Telegraph, get the hell out, fire chief's plea for Blue Mountains' mass evacuation. The Canberra Times, of course, Rainbow Territory sealed with a kiss, Assembly approves gay marriage, High Court test to come. Unhappy campers, the Herald Sun, families face fee hikes to stay at Victoria's National Park. Last summer's Tasmanian fires in today's Mercury, the big hit, home insurance premiums go through the roof. Speed shock, the West Australian expert wants drivers to target drivers doing over 20k, and the Advertiser, Thursday night lights, Adelaide Oval push to host midweek AFL. And the markets, more growth. Positive trade overnight in the Europe markets and America. Paris up 0.4%, London up 0.6%, Frankfurt up 0.9%. In America, the Dow and the S&P 500 up about 0.7%, half that much for the Nasdaq. Fran.